Shalom, everybody! In Parashas Bichukosai, we hear about the tremendous brachos that Hashem promises that He will shower upon us when and if we follow in His ways. And we also hear about the Tochacha, the very challenging part of the Torah, where Hashem tells us the kinds of things that will happen to Bnei Israel, God forbid, if we do not keep the Torah. Now, in the Torah, there are not one but two places where we receive tochacha, where we receive rebuke this strongly and this painfully. Once in our parsha, and once in Sefer Devarim, in Parshas Kisavo. And if we compare the two rebukes, if we compare the tochacha in Kisavo and the tochacha in our parsha in Bechukosai, it would seem that the tochacha there in Kisavo is much more painful. First of all, in Kisavo, it's 54 psukim long. In our parsha, it's 29 psukim long. And not only that, it would seem clear that the parsha in Kisavo, the tochacha in Kisavo, is more painful. It's more graphic. It's more distressing. It's more upsetting than the tochacha that we read about in our parsha. And if that's true, we have to ask a fundamental question. At the end of the painful and lengthy tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, at the end of 54 psukim of painful consequences, if we don't follow Hashem, the Torah says nothing. Matter-of-factly, Sefer Devarim Perek Chavches, at the end of the Perek, says Hashem, Eile Divrei HaBris, etc. These are the words of the covenant, of the bris, that Hashem commanded Moshe to make with Bnei Israel. That's it. That's it. No words of consolation. However, at the end of the Tochacha in our Parsha, at the end of the Tochacha, which is certainly painful, but seemingly less painful than the one in Devarim, the Torah gives us words of comfort, consoling words. The Torah says at the end of Perek Chavav in our Parsha, don't worry, says Hashem, I will never reject you. I will never destroy Bnei Israel completely, God forbid. I will never break my bris. And so the question is why? Why does the Torah share words of nechama at the end of our tochacha, which is seemingly less painful than the tochacha in Parshas Kisavo, where Hashem does not share words of consolation? A beautiful answer is found in a sefer called Sharei Ora, written by Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman Shlita, tremendous Talmud Chacham, a Rav in Bnei Brak, son-in-law of Rav Shach. This is found in Sharei Ora, Chelek Aleph, on Parshas Bealoscha, on page Resh Chaf Gimel. Says Rav Bergman, if you take a close look at our parsha, you will notice that one word appears again and again and again. The word keri, kuf resh yud. It appears many times. V'im telchu imi keri, v'alachtam imi keri. What does that mean? Keri comes from the word kar, cold. And it also comes from the word mikre, chance, happenstance. It means that Hashem will act with us the way we acted with Him. With coldness, with indifference, with disinterest, with apathy. Yes, in Kisavo, we hear about punishments, terrible things that could happen, God forbid, if we sin. It's terrible, but at least it comes from Hashem. Over and over again in the Tochacha there in Sefer Devarim, we hear, Yishalach Hashem Bicha, Yadbeik Hashem, Yakcha Hashem. There is Nechama already built in Parshas Kisavo. I am punishing you for your own good. I'm rebuking you so you will improve. I care enough about you that I punish you. I love you, says Hashem, and therefore I want to correct you. So therefore, even though we will hear very difficult things in Parshas Kisavo, we don't need the extra Nechama. Nechama is already there. But here in our Parsha, it's different. Because in our parsha, there is indifference. There is carry. The punishments seem like they're coming for no reason. Bekeri. Imagine if a child runs across the street without looking both ways. But imagine you didn't care enough to correct the child. In that case, you wouldn't punish the child. You wouldn't care enough to punish them. God forbid. That, says Rav Bergman, is the punishment in our parsha. Carry, coldness, indifference, almost as if, God forbid, Hashem Himself doesn't care enough about us to punish us. We do get punished in this parsha, but it is a punishment that comes from carry, from apathy, from not caring. That kind of threat is very, very painful. That kind of threat would indeed need nechama at the end of the parsha. And that's exactly what happens in our parsha. Worse, says Rav Bergman, worse than being punished is having our relationship with Hashem go cold. And that is a terrible punishment that we brought upon ourselves. And worse than being punished is, if we think about it, worse than being punished is not having a God who cares enough about us to punish us in the first place. We should have a wonderful day, everyone, and may Hashem bless us that all the blessings come true, and Emir Tzashem, God forbid, none of the tochacha be needed to bring upon B'nai Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone.